Good afternoon. I'm Mark Allen with Gaper.io, and I'm here today with Ahmed Ammer, the Senior Director for GuideWell Connect. Good afternoon, Ammer. How you doing?
Fantastic. Hey, Mark.
Ned, I'm sorry. How are you? Well, thank you for joining us today. I see you have your poster of Kobe in the background.
I am. It's actually two of my favorite cities because I grew up in Chicago. That's Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. But I also lived in LA during my junior year in high school. And then my first real job after college was also out in LA. So I've always been a Laker fan. I grew up with the Lakers and I grew up with the Bulls.
I was always a Laker fan too. And by the way, it's about a year ago to this day that he died, right?
Yep. I was actually, the Super Bowl was down here in South Florida, Miami. And I took my kids to the NFL experience and we were walking out and everyone was talking about Kobe. I'm like, what's going on? And that's how I found out. And that's how I remember that day.
Yeah, I know. Cause I remember it was right before the Super Bowl. So it's coming. Wow. So which is also coming in not too far from you this year, right?
That's right. Those Buccaneers in Tampa, they're in it.
I know. So to start with, can you share a brief background of yourself and your work experience?
Yeah, absolutely. So, like I said, I grew up actually in Chicago until my sophomore year in high school. Then my dad got relocated to LA. So I lived in LA for about a good year, did my junior year actually out in Glendale, California. Mm-hmm. And then my dad got transferred again down to South Florida. So I went to my senior year in Coconut Creek. And then I went to school down in South Florida. And then my first real job, like I said, was out with Kaiser Permanente out in Pasadena. And I lived out in Southern California for about a good 7 to 8 years. And then I was transferred to Manhattan. So as I always say, you know, moving from Southern California to Southern Florida, very easy. Moving back from Southern Florida to Southern California, nice, easy transition. You got the palm trees, you know, nice, mild January. And then all of a sudden, boom, I landed in the concrete jungle of Manhattan, which was really a culture shock.
Yes.
I lasted in Manhattan for a good year. Mm. Now, I didn't enjoy that year because I was young and naive. But of course, now when I look at it, fantastic experience. When I go back to the city, I know which subway to hop on. I know where all the good places to go. So I love New York and New York City. But really coming back down to South Florida, I've been back in South Florida now for about a good 17 years. My kids were born in South Florida and I'm a huge South Florida fan all the way around because again, it's February and I'm in shorts and flip-flops.
I hear you. And it's funny, you've been to four major parts of the country. I think the only one left is the Pacific Northwest. Any plans to get up there?
Yeah, you're spot on because I've been to the middle, to the both coasts, but it is always on my list, that whole Seattle corridor and Washington. One day I'm going to make it up there.
All right. Well, very good. So you now work for GuideWell Connect, but we were talking beforehand, you're unique in that you truly were affected by COVID. So tell us that story.
Yeah. So I, after Kaiser Permanente, I actually joined United Healthcare in their Long Beach office in National Accounts. And I got transferred with United Healthcare to go to their Manhattan operation and be the marketing director for New York City. And I've been with United or was with United for 16 plus years. And I said, the only thing that got me out of United was a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason was, within United Healthcare, you know, Fortune number 6, I had lots of different opportunities. I was with different departments and different areas. I got involved in marketing and sales and client management. And the last stint that I did with United was with United Healthcare Global, which really I was about a good 80% of my time was traveling outside of the US to establish strategic alliances and partnerships for United Healthcare Global, as we have expats and travel insurance policies all over the world. So primarily was going to Dubai to form a strategic alliance within the local market, because you needed a local insurance carrier to support some of the employee benefit plans that were being sold out of the US. Was going out to just about every part in Europe, as well as Australia. And I had team members and folks that were part of my team that were in all of those locations. So talk about coordinating some calls. Literally, you start off with Dubai at 6 a.m. or 7 a.m. and you end up with Australia around 7 or 8 p.m. in the evening. And then Europe is right there somewhere in the middle, and then coordinating with the folks within the U.S. So COVID hit, 80% on the road with travel. Role really got eliminated. I was offered to either relocate to Dublin or Dubai. That's not the right time with my family situation. So it was a good time to kind of venture out and see what other opportunities are out there.
Well, good. And so it's good that you ended up with GuideWell Connect. So why don't you tell us what GuideWell Connect does now?
Yeah. So I did something completely different. This was actually really getting out of my comfort zone, because the last, not just the last 16 plus years with United, but even after college, working with Kaiser Permanente, I did a little stint with Magellan Behavioral Health, and I did a little stint with Principal Healthcare. These are all employer benefits category within healthcare. So I did the network development, the sales, the operations, all of those aspects of it. And I really expanded outside my comfort zone, because GuideWell Connect is part of Florida Blue, but they focus on a totally different model. It's not an insurance company. It's not selling employer benefit, healthcare benefit plans. It's a B2B telesales and marketing operations. So now I have a team that supports other Blues plan in setting up a telesales operation to sell Medicare products, which, again, I always say the only Medicare experience I have is really helping my mom pick her Medicare MAPD plan. That was the only thing that I knew about Medicare at that point. And then also not just the Medicare side of it, but also the private exchanges and the exchanges, the ACA plans. So it was a whole different industry. So even though it's healthcare, even though it falls under the Florida Blue banner, GuideWell is such a niche by supporting those telesales and marketing operations really for other Blues plans.
Very interesting. So you went from, you were a remote employee since you were, like you said, 80% of the time you're on the road, so you weren't going into an office, to, again, you're a remote employee, but a totally different type of remote employee. So what was that transition like?
Yeah, and actually even within United, even before I joined United Healthcare Global and going overseas, I was with Optum Health as a strategic client executive, and that was remote, 100% remote. So I have not reported into an actual office in probably 14 years.
Wow.
So even on the domestic side, it was, and I remember going over to Optum and my first question was, where's the location? Where am I relocating to? And they said, you can live wherever you want. I said, sign me up. Don't even care what the job is. Don't even need to know what the details yet. Because, and actually it was because I was in New York City and I was getting ready to get out of New York City. And that's why I was like, where's the location? Because that's going to depend if I'm going to say yes or no. And when they said, doesn't matter, you can live wherever you want, I said, sign me up. Then I don't, you know, we can get into the job description later. But that was one of the best. And United was in that forefront. They were in that remote environment. They said, we want top talent. It doesn't really matter where you're at. We can set you up. The connectivity, all of that was fantastic. And that was, you know, one of the primary reasons. But yeah, it wasn't just because of international travel or being on the road. It was the company setup and really going into that remote work environment.
Very cool. And was that the move to back to SoCal, or was that the move to Southern Florida?
That was the move back to Southern Florida. So I was in Los Angeles, went to Manhattan, couldn't get out of Manhattan. And my mom was getting older and I met my wife in Manhattan. I was like, all right, where are we going? And when it was nowhere, I said, look, we've been to LA. She's also from LA. You know how crazy expensive it is. And she's never been to Southern Florida. I said, why don't you come down? And this is the flexibility of working from anywhere. Why don't you just come down? We'll just rent an apartment for 6 months. And if you don't like it, we can go somewhere else. And there you go. You know, 17 years later, this is the best place.
So I assume she likes it.
Exactly. I think very similar to Southern California without the price tag.
I'm pretty sure she would have said something in 17 years if she didn't like it. So you obviously like, you're sold on remote work. So what do you think is the future of remote? Because, you know, not everybody looked at it the same way you have for 17 years. It's really within the last 10 months that people's ideas have changed. So what do you think is going to be the future of it?
Absolutely. Well, let me tell you, in the beginning, when I started with remote work, it was awful. Mm-hmm. I was working at least 10 to 12 hours. It was so easy to stop at 5 o'clock, go grab dinner, and then boom, from 8 to 10 to 11 to midnight, you're right there. Your office is right there. It's within a hand touch away from your laptop. Yep. I did not have balance. I did not have discipline is really what I'd say is more important than the balance is. I didn't have the discipline and the boundaries to say, let me get better organized. Let me know exactly better plan my day. Because sometimes like, oh, I'll do this at 8 o'clock at night. My office is right here. I'm going to run out, get something and come right back. No, you really have to be disciplined in order to manage your day and do it efficiently as well. And it's also not for everyone. It is absolutely not for everyone. I know this is the craze right now, and some people that are just making that transition are loving it and think this is the best thing than sliced bread. But I also have colleagues that went through this transition 5, 7, 8, 9 years ago, where they said, I hate working from home. I need the social interaction. Mm-hmm. I can't be disciplined. I need to get up, take a shower, get dressed, do my commute, go to work. I miss that. And they failed and they went back to an office. Mm. So absolutely. Right now, the craze is it's for everyone. I'm not 100% sure that it's certainly for everyone. Maybe it's just a new flavor and people, it's different. And again, there's lots of pros and cons, right? Yes. Just about with everything. There's absolutely pros and cons. But are you the type of individual that's going to really look at the pros? Are you going to be disciplined? Are you going to be set up technologically, not just with a laptop, but you need way more than just a laptop to be efficient. You need a printer. I mean, small stuff that people don't even think about. You need an office. You need to and you also need to dedicate an area in your house where this is my office. It's not my dining room table. It's not my kids' playroom. Mm-hmm. It is an office that I go in, because that's going to set you up for that discipline and that approach. So, I'm sorry, your question is, where do I see it going? I know it's absolutely here to stay.
Yes.
I think that is a guarantee. Now, whether the shift is 80%, 50%, 60% of the workforce is going to be remote, I think that's left to be seen, but it's absolutely here to stay. How is it going to look and how is it going to feel? I know there's a lot of conversation right now. First of all, let's really define it, right? Is it work from home? Well, why do I need to work from home?
Right.
Yeah. Right? I can literally right now rent a Winnebago and I could be working with a Wi-Fi connector from anywhere. So it's not work from home. Okay. Is it work remote? What does that mean? Right. Mm-hmm. So I think we're going to go through this really, and companies especially are going to really go through this evolution of really defining and setting it up. And I'm going to ramble here for another minute, because I have been reading about, the whole work from home. I have two quick stories, personal story, as far as when I was already in the remote environment working from home. I remember when Yahoo, when they brought in Marissa, their CEO, back in 2013, boom, the pendulum started to shift. She took away the flexibility working from home. They said, hey, this doesn't work. Folks are not, you know, being efficient. Productivity's down. Engineers cannot innovate and collaborate. The pendulum started to work. But prior to that, because I was working with United, headquartered in Minneapolis, right? Best Buy was actually, I think, the innovator of the flexible work from home. They were one of the original companies that said, we don't care where you work. Not only that, we don't care what time you work. Mm-hmm. We're on a productivity base. So if you have a project that's due at 5 p.m. and you want to work on that project over the weekend, go for it. Mm-hmm. You want to work on it at, you know, your best job, your brain cells are fantastic at 2 a.m. Work on it at 2 a.m. It doesn't matter. But then again, go to 2013, 2014, they cut that off.
Yeah.
So the pendulum went, and Google started to evaluate back in 2013, 2015, is this the right approach? And now the pendulum is switching because of completely different reason. Wait a minute. There's some potential productivity regarding remote work, and it's safer and all the other stuff.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I actually know some developers that are more productive at 2 a.m. I don't know what it is. I'm asleep myself, but
it's the whole thing. Are you a morning person or are you an evening person? Some people are very productive at 10 p.m., 11 p.m. Some people are at 5 a.m. and 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. So, you know, does it really have to be 9 to 5? And what is 9 to 5?
And I think that's the big change. And I think what you're seeing, and it depends upon your family situation. Like if both you and your wife work and you only have one office, it makes it tough. So, you know, you can do a little, I think it's just going to be more, it's going to be hybrid, and it's going to be up to each company and each individual and their management.
Absolutely.
And I think that's great because, you know, the thing I've found talking to a lot of people is it's given them a better quality of life, right? For most people. So I think for the younger people that need more of that social interaction, it's harder because they lost their core friends, right?
Exactly.
But I think for most people, you know, if you're commuting and you've got a 45 minute commute, you just gain, you know, an hour and a half a day.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's
a lot.
It's absolutely going to stay. I'll tell you another quick story. This is actually a really good one. So this is about 7 years ago, right? I'm with the international group. I just started with the international group. My first assignment was out in Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, building relationships in Dubai, it's all about relationships. We're forming this relationship with an insurance company. And people are like asking me, you know, where do you work? Where's your office and stuff like that? I said, I work from home. They were floored.
Really?
What do you mean you work from home? How does that work? What, you know, where's your boss at? Oh, my boss is in Colorado. Where's your colleague at? Oh, they're in New York City. Do you have a secretary or an admin support? Oh, she's in Atlanta. They were amazed. The guy, literally, the CEO said, can you send me something that talks about remote work? And I sent him this, a whole bunch of articles about how productive it is and flexibility, and you can hire the best talent. It doesn't have to be within a certain geographical location, stuff like that. Fast forward to what happened. That same company went from zero remote employees to the entire staff by, you know, the middle of May because of COVID. They all went remote and they had to go out buy laptops. None of them, only their top senior folks had laptops. Everybody had an actual desktop computer.
Wow. Amazing. So, well, you helped them. So, well, Ahmed, I want to thank you for your time today. I have a feeling you and I could chat for hours about this stuff or in general, but I'm going to respect your time. I know it's 5:30 there in Southern Florida. So I want to thank you for your time today and have a great week.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.